Hey, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Ezuhu Feret. So when the Torah says, V'karma chaloi sa'ola l'feret karma loy salakeit, la'aniv la'ger tazoi v'som. The Torah says they were supposed to leave to the aniyim, peret, which is grapes, things that fall from the grapes and the clusters of grapes. So these little grapes. So ezuhu peret, what is that? Ha'noysher b'shas ha'ptzir, that which falls off the time that you're cutting off clusters of grapes from the vine. Ha'ya b'itzer, however, if one was cutting, and during when they were cutting, okatzes ha'eshkol, so they were cutting the cluster of grapes. Huspach be'olim. The grapes got entangled and tied up with leaves. Olim are leaves of the grapevine. Nafol lo'aretz. Some gerses have yodo. The mefarshim, most of them say that the word yodo is not in the Mishnah. Nafol lo'aretz v'nifrat. So then this cluster fell down to the ground, and then there are little grapes that also fell. So now you have a few little grapes that fell from this accident that happened. Harehu shabal habayis. This is not peret. This still belongs to the Baal HaBayis. This is similar to, like the Mishnah Rishon explains, like by Leket, where we said a thorn stuck him while he was doing that, and it fell down by an accident. That was not considered Leket. And so too, this is just a Shriach case of how peret, how little grapes would fall down on the floor by accident. That's not called peret. The Mishnah continues, HaManiach HaSakal Kolo Tachas HaGefen. If one put a basket while he was taking off the grapes, he put it underneath the vine, B'shashu Baitzer, while he's cutting it, HaReze Goizel Es HaAniyim. He's stealing from the Aniyim. Al Zenemer, and on this it says in Mishlei, Atase Gvul Oilem. We brought this pasuk earlier, that he's removing the boundaries from the poor people, he's stealing from the Aniyim. On this, the Rav says that when he puts it, he's stealing from Aniyim. Why? Because the Rav says that by peret, the Aniyim don't acquire it when it hits the ground. The Rav says that they acquire it actually before, right when he cuts it, that's when they acquire it, even before it hits the ground, and therefore he's goizel sa'aniyim. Some of Fershim learned that that's really not Me'ikar Adin, that's just like a Dinder Abanan like that, but he's really only kona when it hits the ground. But one could say that the Rav means mamish, that he's kind of right when he cuts it. The Taisus on Sheshem actually asked, in the name of a Sefer, that why don't we just say that if a person does this, so he's over on Uperet Karmucha? Why does he have to bring a Pasuk in Mishlei, and not just bring the Pasuk in the Torah, that he's over on the Isser of taking Peret? So he answers that we're dafka dealing with a case, a person doesn't have kavana to take all these little protim, rather he's just doing it to catch the main grapes. But by doing so, he's going to automatically catch the little ones also. So that's why, even though he doesn't have bad kavanas here, he's not trying to steal from the aniyim, yet a person should never put the basket underneath the grapes directly, because there's a good chance that he may capture what belongs to the aniyim. Rather, he should put it nearby.